As we learn Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, the sugya on Daf Mem Tes Amabez in Masech the Sukkah, the Gemara gives us a wonderful outlook into how to perform mitzvahs. Because if we learn this Gemara, we see the Gemara speaks about learning Torah, the Gemara speaks about doing tzedakah, doing chesed, and the question is, what's the connection between all of these, between these pieces of Gemara that teach us so many important halachas? So the Gemara begins, Darash Rava. The Gemara refers to the pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Ma'adik Siv, it says in Shir HaShirim, Ma'yofa pa'mayich b'regolim, Ma'yofa pa'mayich b'na'olim bas nodiv. How beautiful are your steps, the bas nodiv. Explains the Gemara, Ma'yofa pa'mayim, what is the pasuk referring to? It's referring to the footsteps of Klai Yisrael, B'shar Sha'ol L'Regel, as they go up three times a year to Ba'ol L'Regel. And in fact, the Mefarshim explained that that's why steps are called here Pamayich, because we go Shalosh Pa'amim to Ba'ol L'Regel. And again, the Mashah points out that the Gemara, the Pasuk, is particularly focusing on the feet, because the feet have to be healthy. The Gemara says that if somebody can't walk, he's potter from Be'ol L'Regel. I saw that the Evan Ezra says that all of Klal Yisrael, the Mitzvah Shem, B'mheira B'yameinu, when Mashiach comes, will go up to Be'ol L'Regel. And the Pasuk says, Mi'ela ka'of to'afena. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Perik Samach, Pasuk Ches, Mi'ela ka'of to'afena, that the people will be flown from the entire world, Pamayich, a very similar world to Yerushalayim. And in fact, I saw a very interesting Targum in Shir HaShirim, that Kamashfirin Ragleim the Yisrael, how beautiful were the feet of Klal Yisrael, Katzalkin L'Schazak Kodem Hashem, when they would come up to be Oil Regal to Hashem, to the Beis HaMikdash, Tlot Sazimni B'Shata, three times a year, B'Sandlin B'Saskuna, that they had special, very important, beautiful, strong, good shoes that they wore when they went to be Oil Regal. I did see that the Eitz Yosef says just the opposite, that they didn't wear the nice shoes when they went to be Oil Regal. They wanted to save the nice shoes to be worn when they would ultimately arrive in Yerushalayim. But be as it may, the Pasuk speaks about how important it was to be Oil Regal, and we're called the Bas Nodiv. Who is the Bas Nodiv? Bitoi shel Avram Avinu, with the children of Avram Avinu, shenikra Nodiv. Avram Avinu was called a Nodiv. Shenema nedivei am nesofu. Nedivei am nesofu. Am elokei Avram. We're called the elokei Avram. Elokei Avram, elokei Yitzchak, elokei Avram. Shai Avram tchilu l'geir. Avram was the first one that was, again, we know that Avram Avinu was the first to be Megayer, and not only was Avram Avinu the first to be Megayer, but Avram Avinu, after he was Megayer, he was Megayer other people. So there's nobody better to be called a Bas Nodiv Avram Avinu. Another pshat, that Avram Avinu was the first person to go up to Har Sinai. We know that Avram Avinu went up to Har Maria when he brought Yitzchak on the Akedah. But then I saw a very beautiful pshat. And besides that the pshat is a beautiful pshat. It also, I think, speaks to the point that our Gemara here is trying to make. We're learning in our Gemara about different mitzvahs that are performed. Not only is the Gemara teaching us about different mitzvahs and how important those different mitzvahs are as we perform them, but I think that the Gemara is also trying to teach us how a mitzvah is being performed, how a mitzvah is to be performed. And the Gemara uses, as it begins the sugya, Avram Avinu as the model of someone who performed a mitzvah. Why does the Gemara use Avram Avinu to be the model of someone who performs a mitzvah? Because we know that Avram Avinu was the first person that was Hikar Espiroi, that recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And because Avram Avinu was the first person that recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, when he performed a mitzvah, he obviously performed the mitzvah as it was supposed to be performed. He wasn't just copying someone else doing the mitzvah. He did the mitzvah as the mitzvah was supposed to be done, because there was obviously no one to copy when Avram Avinu performed the mitzvah. And the Gemara here is teaching us that how is one supposed to perform a mitzvah? The way one is supposed to perform a mitzvah is not just imitate. The way a person is supposed to perform a mitzvah is do it with heart, with mind, in a sincere manner, not just copying someone else. And the Gemara continues. The Gemara continues in speaking about mitzvahs. And the next mitzvah the Gemara refers to, Tana, again, referring to a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Tana deber of Onan, my diksiv, my yofu pamayach, the pasuk that we just read. And the Gemara continues, Chamuche yirechayach k'may chaloyim ma'ase yidei omen. Lama nimshot divrei Torah k'yarech. Why are divrei Torah compared to the thigh, a part of the body which is concealed? Loy malach, to teach us, my yerech b'seiser, just like this is a part of a body that's not visible, that nobody typically sees. Af divrei Torah, so to divrei Torah, tzrichen liyos b'seiser, they have to be kept concealed. The Gemara is teaching us the divrei Torah have to be kept concealed. So, the Mefarshim discuss what does the Gemara mean here when it says that divrei Torah have to be concealed, and why? So I did see that the Chassidish Sfarim, the Shem Shmuel, explains that we know the Gemara says that the Beis HaStorim ain't a Mekabel Tuma, that's something that's concealed can't be Mekabel Tuma. We have an obligation to keep Torah b'tahara. How do we fulfill the obligation of keeping Torah b'tahara? By keeping it concealed. The Maral, very much along the same lines, says that if somebody has something extremely valuable, he's going to typically keep it hidden. We keep our treasures hidden. Torah, if we want to show the importance of Torah, the way we show that is by keeping it concealed. And I think that the point the Maral is making goes back to the point that we made a moment ago. That even though, as the Gemara is very much clearly indicating, that Divrei Torah are supposed to be kept concealed, it's not to say that they're supposed to be kept concealed at the expense of not learning. Certainly, we know the Gemara says that Divrei Torah has to be learned b'kol in order to be fulfilled the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You have to learn it with announcing, pronouncing every word. In fact, I saw that the Arizal says that the Torah mateshes koich shalodam. If you didn't learn Torah with exerting all of your energy, that's not considered that you learned Torah. The Inyakov, in fact, says that when the Gemara says here that Divrei Torah is supposed to be learned quietly, it means Sisrei Torah, Kabbalah. I saw that the Mashal says, when the Gemara says here that you're supposed to learn Torah quietly, it means only to prevent one from becoming a Baal Gaiva. Chas v'shalom, it should never be that because one is learning, the Torah becomes a kardim lachbar boy, it becomes a vehicle for a person to become arrogant, and therefore, if learning Torah out loud will cause chas v'shalom one to be arrogant, the Gemara says, learn Torah quietly. But not to say that if that isn't the situation, you should learn Torah quietly. Again, what we learn here from the Mefarshim who explained the Gemara is that though the Gemara is telling us certain hanhagas, we should never lose sight of doing it in a way that makes sense. Although I did see that the Shaul Tshuvas Avni Nezer and Chelik Evin Ezer Simen Kuf Peides responds to someone who sent the Mishaila, and apparently the person who sent the Mishaila sent it to him on a postcard, and he said that it's inappropriate that Divrei Torah should be written on a postcard. The Gemara here says that Divrei Torah is supposed to be kept Bitzina. But I did see that from the Shaul Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas, Chelik Dalid Simen Chavches, that he says it's well known that the great Ragachover, when he got hundreds and thousands of shilas, would respond to his shilas on a postcard, just write the Mar Mekoymus, Ayin Shom, and that's how he would respond to the many questions he got. So, firstly, Rabbi Menashe Klein says there that certainly the Avni Nezer did not mean to say that it's also to write the Torah on a postcard. What he meant to say, very much in line with what we're learning in our shiur, is that Divrei Torah should be kept concealed. Divrei Torah should be learned in a way that doesn't bring gaiva. Divrei Torah should be learned in a way that people who aren't supposed to hear Divrei Torah don't hear Divrei Torah. There are certain Divrei Torah that don't belong for everybody's ears. And that's what the Gemara here means to say, he says. Look at the situation, and given the situation, you'll know what to do. And sometimes learning Torah Barabim, giving a Shia Barabim, of course, is something that's extremely to be commended. And that's not what the Gemara means, that we should stop all Shiurim, because the Torah are supposed to be kept quiet. What the Gemara means is, look and review the situation, and based on the situation, you will know what to do. Continues the Gemara, behind the Amr Belazar, Maidik Siv, the Pasuk says in Icha, Higid lecha Adam, ma toiv, o ma Hashem dorish mimcha. What is good and what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu expect of us? Kim asois mishpat v'tzdaka, kisois mishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us to do mishpat, v'havas chesed, he should do chesed. And I saw that the Radak explains, what does it mean to love chesed? So he says a beautiful pshat. When someone loves something, he'll do more than he can. He'll exert himself extra. A person's relationship to chesed should be such a relationship of avas chesed. He should love chesed, and because he loves chesed, he does above and beyond what he normally can. Vatznei leches im Hashem elokecha. And walk quietly in front of Hashem. And the Gemara explains itself. Asayis mishpat zaden, vavas chesed zugmilas chesodim. The Gemara is going to speak about gemilas chesodim. Vatznei leches im Hashem elokecha. Walk in a way that's quiet. Zu, what does that refer to? Atzos, hames, vachnosis kal lechupa. A person never has to take somebody to a levaya. Person has Baruch Shem to take a kal to the chuppah, they should be done at Snei Leches. And as it's clear in the Gemara, and Rashi immediately says this pshat here, we know that typically a funeral, that typically a chasana, a wedding, are done in a public manner. And because they're typically done in a public manner, we would think that that's what should be done here as well. So the Gemara is teaching us how much we should go out of the way, how much we should go out of the way to do them, even what's done publicly should be done quietly. And I saw the Mefarshim explain, because the Pasuk says, Achrei Hashem Telechu, we should follow Hashem. And of course the Gemara asks, is it possible to follow Hashem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eish Achleihu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a fire. So the Gemara says, Hadek b'midoysa, the Gemara Masech the Ervin, Daf Yud Ches Omid Beis. Mahu Goy Mel Chesed, Af Ata Goy Mel Chesed. We should follow the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts. So the Mefarshim explain, we find at the beginning of the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a chasana. He made the chasana of Adam v'Chava. And when he made the chasana of Adam v'Chava, he obviously made it in a very quiet way. There was no one in the world besides, at that time, Adam v'Chava. And then we find at the end of the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a levaya. He makes the levaya of Moshe Rabbeinu. And there too, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it with sneeze. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was, the Pasuk says, V'lo yada ish es kvarosai, no one knows where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. So Gemara is teaching us that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he does these mitzvahs, even though, as Rashi points out, these are mitzvahs that are typically done publicly, when we should do the mitzvah, we should try at all possible to do it in the quietest way possible. Says the Gemara, V'aloi dvarim kavachoymer. And we can make the following kavachoymer. Uma dvarim shadakan lasas befresya. Things that are normally done publicly, things that are normally done publicly, Omra Torah, the Torah says, Hatznei aleches, do it as quietly as possible. Certainly, dvarim shadakim lasas betzina, things that are done quietly, such as giving somebody tzedakah, such as giving somebody tzedakah, alachas kam v'kama, which one should go out of his way to do them in the most quiet way, and that's why we know that halacha is that matan b'seiser, the highest level of tzedakah is matan b'seiser. So here too, what our Gemara is teaching us is that when one does a mitzvah, it's not just that the person is supposed to do the mitzvah, but the person is supposed to think what is the best way of doing the mitzvah. And if the best way of doing the mitzvah, and that is very much included in the obligation to do the mitzvah.